Lac La Biche RCMP and peace officers are reminding residents to stay safe and vigilant as they go about enjoying festivities this year. Halloween falls on Tuesday night this year, and local police don't want too many unexpected things to go bump in the night for local trick-or-treaters. A statement issued by the RCMP provides tips for preventing incidents around the home on this ghoulishly fun night, including keeping the path leading to the front door free of obstacles, and recommends using safety glow sticks in jack-o'-lanterns in lieu of candles. It's fun to dress up on Halloween night. Safety must be considered venturing out in disguise. Trick-or-treaters are advised to wear light-colored or bright costumes, as well as reflective tape or armbands to heighten visibility. Another safety recommendation includes wearing makeup instead of a mask to ensure that vision is not restricted. Walking with a flashlight is another bright idea, say police. Before hitting the streets in search of candy, the RCMP also advises parents to be aware of the routes their children plan to follow. Parents who are unable to accompany their children should ask another parent, older sibling, or babysitter. Parents should discuss with their children the numbers to call in the event of an emergency, and also to teach them to recognize places along the route where help can be obtained, such as a police or fire station, or any well-indicated public place. Other safety tips include staying on sidewalks, walking in groups, and never entering homes. Lac La Biche RCMP Const. Jordan Walker says police will be on patrol through the night, focusing on high traffic areas. We normally will have anywhere around 4-5 RCMP officers on and don't bring in additional officers unless something very serious were to happen. Typically, our Lac La Biche RCMP officers are out on the streets doing patrols, keeping the kids safe and interacting with the community, Walker stated. With those patrols, the night is also kept relatively mischief-free. As for police files, we don't see a drastic increase in files on Halloween, typically as to be expected with more people out and about, he said. Anyone who does see something suspicious is encouraged to contact the RCMP or municipal peace officers.